The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
A tube of coffee sent to us directly from No Normal Coffee in Switzerland.
Yeah, I was going to read you what the back of the tube says, but I can't because it's in German. So I'm not even going to try. No Normal Coffee, it is a black tube. It looks like oversized giant toothpaste with a black cap on it. It smells a lot like a coffee machine in your office kitchen. That's what it smells like. And we've got plates with things on it.
We do. So let me tell you, we have a bagel that has got the coffee spread with a little bit of honey. And I hope Wayne remembered the honey on the bagel. And then we've got these Oreo cookies with the cream scraped out and a coffee paste in the middle of them.
Yeah.
En ons het 'n wafel met 'n goue stroop of honing met die coffee paste en dan 'n bietjie whipped cream bo-op.
So, this is not available in South Africa. We had to have it specially imported.
Yeah.
Spreadable coffee. I'll be honest, this plate's been standing under my nose since the news. It smells, it's giving Marmite.
No, that's your eyes playing tricks on your
brain.
No.
Okay. Have you not smelt it? Does it not have that smell for you?
It does have a Marmite smell, but maybe it's also the look of it, that it looks like Marmite.
That's true. It does look like Marmite. So which one are you going to try first, Roz?
I think I'm going to go with the waffle.
The waffle.
I haven't had coffee in 32 years.
Oh, Roz hasn't had coffee since he was 11 years old.
Do we have a medic?
I hope we have a medic. Because last time she had coffee, she had an allergic reaction to it. What do you think? Waffle with coffee paste?
It's not bad.
But it's not your fave.
Not bad.
What does the coffee paste taste like?
Like how I remember coffee tasting.
You mean like delicious.
Quite bitter and like I can taste the darkness almost like.
Joe, or I can taste the darkness.
I mean, that's basically a line for it. You know, coffee
paste. That's a tagline for
taste
a movie.
The darkness.
Taste the darkness. Which one are you trying, Joe?
I've tried the bagel.
And?
And if you like strong, ashy coffee taste, that's your vibe.
Not
then
ashy, bro. Come
No, but like it's dry. So, I mean, if you like that sort of dry bitterness, you know, kind of vibe, like if you have it with whiskey, I think this would be great.
Tell you what, if you had a tube of that at home, you wouldn't be putting it on your toast in the morning.
Not really, no.
Not really.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to try the Oreo with some coffee paste. Because, you know, chocolate biscuit, we can't go wrong.
You see, I mean, you know how I feel about a cookie, right? And all these Oreos have got so many different things written on them, which is kind of cool. Mine says, nah, fam.
Mine says 100%.
Mine says, in my belly. I'll be honest with you. That coffee paste is a lot stronger than I was expecting.
Right? I told you.
It's a good.
Are you tasting the darkness?
It's a great flavor with a chocolate biscuit, but yes, I can taste the darkness.
Taste the darkness.
Okay, I'm going to try the bagel.
Give us a try.
Because this is the most like unadulterated, straight
this
up.
This is how it was sold to us. You can spread it on toast. This was the big selling point. This is why we wanted to try. What does Miss I Haven't Had Coffee in 30 Years think? She's making a face like she's very unhappy with herself.
Wow.
Wow.
She can taste the ash and the darkness.
Okay. Is the consensus we're not spreading this on food?
No, I think the waffle tastes good. I think you should try the waffle. The waffle one tastes good because it's got a bit of cream and the
sweetness does break it.
The last challenge, of course, was yesterday. Joanne sent us a message saying if it looks like a tube of toothpaste, you should brush your teeth with it. And I said I would. So, Joanne, I've brought my toothbrush. I'm going to try and get her on the phone quickly. And then, after the traffic, we will spread it and we will brush our teeth and we will decide if Aquafresh and Mentin NP and Colgate and the rest of them need to start making coffee-flavored toothpaste or not. Hi, Joanne.
Hi, Rob. How are you?
Listen, when I off the cuff comment yesterday and I said the stuff looks like toothpaste, maybe we should try this. And you were immediately on the WhatsApp line saying, yes, I must do this.
Yes, because how great would it be to brush your teeth with coffee if you're a coffee addict?
I'm glad you've said that because that was going to be my next question. Are you in this? Are you in this hoping this works or are you in this for my suffering?
Well, kind of both.
At least you're honest.
Well, I wouldn't try it, to be honest, because just how would it taste?
Because
well, if it might turn
sense.
Out good, then I might want to try it myself. But well,
listen, now that I have the product in front of me, I feel like I've made a terrible mistake.
I do believe so myself.
Because this stuff is strong, let me tell you. But, Joanna, I'm man of my word, so I'm currently dunking my toothbrush into some water.
Okay, great.
I'm going
Hopefully
to put
some hot water.
It's cold water because we're brushing our teeth, remember? It's not hot. Look at this stuff coming out of here, Roseanne.
And Rob loves an advert-sized amount of toothpaste.
Yeah, no, I
on
told you, I'm not one of those user pee people. I put toothpaste on my toothbrush like I'm
watching
an
ad. You have to cover the whole toothbrush. You can't just go a blop on there. That doesn't work.
Joanne, I'm just staring at the toothbrush. I don't want to put
it
in my mouth.
I don't even want to know what it looks like.
Okay.
Come on.
For the sake of science, and as research for all the toothpaste companies about whether or not they should make us coffee-flavored toothpaste, here we go.
Good luck there.
Oh.
How does it taste, Rob?
Can you slip a book?
He has to swallow it. Come on, it's just coffee.
Oh, my word. And that toothpaste is Gonzo's as well, the toothbrush.
The video is up for you, Joanne. You can see what my mouth looks like.
You're going to stain your teeth.
Do you know what he's going to do?
I hope you made an appointment with your dentist for tomorrow.
Joanne, do you know what he's going to do now? Is he's going to actually drink the coffee that he made. Because he made himself a cup of coffee. Because that's also what it's supposed to be used for, right?
Okay, I need a moment. Just to process what just happened in my mouth.
Oh, no.
How was it?
Joanne, it was awful.
And I can imagine. Thanks for doing that for me.
No, but. Here's the but. I desperately want some more. I want this to be my toothpaste. I do. I can't explain it. It was perfect.
Okay, so it's awful, but it's good. It's a good awful.
If that foamed a bit and left me with a clean mouth, I would actually be in. It was very strong and very hectic, but I liked it.
No.
But I think it's the taste of coffee, you know? Yeah. You get that like, going to have coffee now, and then you're actually just brushing your teeth. But I do think it's pretty gross.
This experience was the very definition of stop it, I like it.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm glad you did it. Thank you, Rob.
You're most welcome. Jean-Marie, our digital producer, has got the video. She's going to go and put it up on the Instagrams for you right now so you can see exactly what this experience
was like. I'm
going to
go check it out right now. You guys will have a great evening.
Me too. Thanks, Joanne.
Dennis says, Rob's going to be bouncing off the walls now. Gummy bears.
No, literally I am.
Why don't you drink that coffee as well? Because it's for your coffee gemak. So just wash it down, my love. You've gone
Babes,
that far.
After that toothpaste, I can't even taste coffee anymore.
You're seeing sounds.
I am. And it sounds nice. I'll be honest. Awful experience and I want it again.